Good afternoon, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are on listen-only. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star one and record your name. I would like to inform participants that today's call is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to your conference host, to Monique Chisholm. You may begin.
Thank you, and thank you to everyone for joining us. Good afternoon. Today, we are hosting a webinar to discuss the teacher and principal evaluation and support system flexibility that you have heard so much about in the last several months. We recently just posted this past Monday a frequently asked question document, and that will be the basis of today's webinar. We will go through that FAQ in some more detail. As you remember, this is a follow-up to the letter that Secretary Duncan sent out on June 18th describing additional flexibility related to teacher-principal evaluation for ESEA flexibility states that submitted in Windows 1 and 2. As a result of the government furlough, we were delayed in releasing these documents, the FAQs. And so with that in consideration, we have extended the deadline for submitting a waiver request to November 22nd. And we are fortunate to have with us today Michael Wells in SAFA, who will go into detail about the specifics of what is in the FAQ document. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Moni. On this webinar, we're going to be reviewing the content covered by the FAQs and hopefully give you a clearer understanding of the implications and expectations regarding this additional flexibility. Just to briefly mention today's topics, we're going to talk about how this additional flexibility permit works, what does it permit, how does the flexibility impact timelines for the development of your and implementation of your teacher and principal evaluation and support systems, how this additional flexibility actually affects other federal programs as well as state laws, and what the process for requesting this additional flexibility will be. We have time at the end for questions that you might have.
I'll show you.
Sorry, some technical problems here. Okay. As Monique mentioned, on June 18th, Secretary Duncan sent a letter to state chiefs indicating that the U.S. Department of Education would consider requests for this additional flexibility. It's important to note that this flexibility involves using the results of new teacher and principal evaluation and support systems to inform personnel decisions. This additional flexibility will permit SEAs to delay by 1 year the use of information contained in their evaluation and support systems to inform personnel decisions. The flexibility is available to SEAs whose ESEA flexibility requests were approved in Windows 1 and 2. If you need to see which states this includes, you can check the FAQs. Footnote 1 in the FAQs that were updated includes a list of all the eligible Windows 1 and 2 states if you're not certain. The flexibility will not affect the timelines for implementation of the teacher and principal evaluation and support systems. LEAs will continue to be responsible for implementing these systems by no later than school year 2014-2015. The system must still meet the requirements of the state's approved ESEA flexibility. What is specifically meant by implementation of teacher and principal evaluation and support systems that meets these ESEA flexibility requirements can be reviewed in question 6 of the FAQs, and we suggest you review this recently released document if you feel you'd like further clarification of what implementation means. The only change this additional flexibility allows is the timeline by which the results of these evaluation and support systems are used to inform personnel decisions. We've included here some examples of existing requirements that will not change as a result of this additional flexibility, just to give you an idea. Teachers must still receive Performance ratings that include student growth as a significant factor based on assessments and other measures of professional practice from the 2014-2015 school year. The 2014-2015 ratings will still be used in 2015-2016 to improve instruction and to inform professional development. Just a couple of examples of things that will not change. SEAs are able to request a one-year extension to use the information collected in this evaluation support systems to inform personnel decisions. So this means the evaluation results are to be used no later than the 2016-2017 school year. Personnel decisions include, but are certainly not limited to, the examples listed here in the left column. These personnel decisions are based on the entire scope of the teacher and principal's performance. The right-hand column notes that the department does not consider personnel decisions to include decisions made about a teacher or principal's professional development, improvement plans, or their performance ratings. These are generally used to inform LEA's personnel decisions, but are not themselves personnel decisions. The department acknowledges that LEAs may use a variety of approaches to make personnel decisions before that school year 2016-2017 deadline arrives. States should provide LEAs adequate guidance on how to determine personnel decisions during this transition period. A few examples listed on this page include using existing evaluation systems, other measures of teacher and principal practices, or measures of student growth, and certainly there may be others. This timeline is an effort to clarify what the timeline for teacher evaluation system looks like for approved Windows 1 and 2 states that are currently in place. This is what things look like without the additional flexibility. Without the flexibility amendment, Windows 1 and 2 states must continue to ensure that their LEAs are implementing teacher and principal evaluation systems no later than 2014-2015. And using these results to inform their personnel decisions no later than 2015-2016. As you can see, by the summer of 2015, LEAs will have fully implemented their teacher and principal evaluation and support systems. With these systems now in place, educators will receive performance ratings and will be supported with improvement plans and professional development throughout the fall and spring. A second year of ratings and follow-up improvement plans and professional development take place before the LEA must start to use this information to make personnel decisions. Then in the winter and spring of 2017, personnel decisions are first made based on the second year's performance ratings. Here you see the same timeline with the changes that would be in place with the approved flexibility amendment. The SEA would have additional flexibility to allow LEAs until 2016-2017 to use results from evaluation systems to inform personnel decisions. The shaded red sections here indicate the additional time permitted if the state amendment request is approved. The U.S. Department of Education can only offer flexibility with respect to federal requirements. So this does not affect state or local laws that may require a different timeline. Other programs that may be affected or you may wonder are affected include the School Improvement Grant Program. Under the final requirements for the SIG program, the LEA must have these systems in place throughout the three-year implementation period of that School Improvement Grant. The flexibility does not alter SIG requirements. The same is true for TIF grants. Since TIF grants were awarded based on 2012 competition, the department expects that TIF grantees will not need additional time to carry out their plan. Therefore, this flexibility will not change the requirements of TIF grantees. You are likely aware of the process to request this additional flexibility. It has not changed much since Assistant Secretary DeLisle's outlined these in her letter of August 2nd. This flexibility may be sought by submitting the amendment request. And for Race to the Top states with flexibility, they may request the amendment for both programs through a joint request process. The five different sections of the amendment request template or starting on the left, the state would indicate the flexibility element affected by the additional amendment. Next, you would include a brief description of the element from your already originally approved request. Then include a brief description of the requested amendment, remembering that this additional flexibility is only for extending the deadline by 1 year for using the results of new teacher and principal evaluation and support systems to inform personnel decisions. I'll provide a little bit more detail about rationale and consultation pieces on the next couple of slides. I want to make sure that everyone knows that there is a template available on the ESCA flexibility webpage. You see those here. And for the race of the top states, there's also flexibility, that also have flexibility. The joint template I mentioned is available as well at the link that you see here on this slide. So to continue with our discussion of the template, for rationale, the section of the amendment request template that in which you would answer this question, the department will be looking for SEAs to provide each component outlined in question 10 of the FAQs. There are three basic components mentioned in the answer to question 10, and they are description of actions taken to meet the timelines under the approved request as it currently stands, an explanation of why these actions have resulted in the need for this additional amendment, and the presentation of a plan for the transition to the use of the new systems to inform personnel decisions by a year later than originally planned. If you have already submitted your amendment request based on that initial timeline that was presented, and we need additional information from you in this area or any other area, someone from the department will be in touch with you. If you have not yet submitted your amendment request, please be sure to pay attention to the clarifications on rationale that you'll find in question number 10, and also take a look at question number 6 to provide clarification on implementation. The consultation section of the request for this additional amendment should include a description of the process used by the SEA in consulting with stakeholders on this request. An SEA should also indicate any changes in the amendment request that occurred as a result of the consultation, and they should attach to their request any comments that it received from LEAs. Comments from other sources are, of course, also appropriate if you wish to include those. So once more, as a reminder, the deadline has been pushed back to November 22, 2013 for submissions of requests for this additional flexibility. Please make sure you submit the request to the ESEA flexibility mailbox that you see here. And it's probably a good idea to copy your ESEA flexibility contact here at the Department of Education. There are resources available on our website to provide you with more information, and we encourage you to remember to consult the Frequently Asked Questions document that was released on Monday. As you have questions about developing this amendment request, if you're still doing so, you can feel free to follow up with us by email at the same mailbox or by reaching out to your state contact as you often do. Now, we're happy to take any questions you may have, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Right?
Yes, we are ready to begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your name. To withdraw your question, press star 2. And once again, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 and record your name. One moment for the first question. Once again, at this time, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 and record your name. At this time, I show no questions.
I think we'll wait a minute more while folks digest what we've said.
Thank you. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your name.
Well, Michael, you did such an excellent job that no one has any questions. So we know that it's a lot to take in at one time, and so we will post the PowerPoint online along with the webinar. And as you look at the FAQs or if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. We're happy to help walk you through it. So thank you for your time, and have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Today's conference has ended. All participants may disconnect at this time.